Good evening and welcome to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, and generally anything I think is lovely and dark enough to be played or to be have an excuse to be in some of those genres. And sometimes I play stuff that I just really, really like. And I am Nigel. I'm bringing you the show tonight as usual, and it's just me in the studio, so I'll be waffling along on my own and bringing you a mixture of tunes and a bit of news and events later on in the show as usual. And I open there with, fantastically, a track from Garbage's latest album. I believe that came out last week. Battling Me, it's the essentially the main track they're leading with off that album. I don't know if it's been out as a single already. I think it might have. I can't remember. But it is an absolutely storming track. It's certainly been bouncing around on the internet a little bit as kind of streaming previews and things like that. And it's just stunning. It's putting Garbage firmly in place where everyone knew they should be, which is in this kind of rock pop kind of brilliant position. Shirley Manson is an absolute goddess in that respect and well worth checking out. I've seen them live once many years ago, and I'm very much considering going around this time when they're playing later on. Well, I think actually at the start of next month they're doing a little mini UK tour, so I'm going to be very tempted to get along to that. But yes, Battling Me, the absolute epiphany of Garbage's pop rock kind of sound. Brilliant stuff. And yes, I think I'm just going to continue with some tunes and leave the chatting till a bit later on. And I've got a track here from a compilation I've been waiting a week or two to grab hold of. It's the Electronic Saviors. What's it called? Electronic Saviors Music to Fight Cancer, I believe it's called. Industrial Music to Cure Cancer, Volume 2, Reoccurrence. A big, fat six-disc compilation, and all the profits go to cancer charities. So it's a worthy cause, but all the tracks have been donated by artists, and there's a lot of very, very good tracks on there. Quite a number of rare ones. And this was a bit of a surprise to me. This is an artist I've known about, but they've never really grabbed me. You know, you listen to some of their material and think, it's all right, it's not stunning, it's not very... never really gone into too much detail, but they were just a bit okay. This is the opening track off the Electronic Saviors 2 compilation, and I was like, wow, this is really good, who is it? And had to check it out twice and go, oh, it's that band. So this is Tenek. I believe it's a project by some of the members of Mesh. So it's a track called A World of No Relief.
Floating in the air, in the air, you fear and you grieve. Start it through. Never leave. Never leave. Never leave. Never leave. Never leave. Bright star staring into space. Too far to know your embrace. Shine on until it gets too late. You feel and you grieve. Started through. Never leave. Never leave. Never leave. Never leave. Never leave. This life doesn't let me down.
You heard there, Isolate. Now, Isolate are a band that a friend recommended to me. Have pretty much come out of nowhere in my mind, and are absolutely stunning in that respect. So if you pop on over to www.isolateband.com, you will find their first EP available as a download in a tip jar sense. Essentially, it's a free download. However, you can PayPal them some money as, you know, pay what you see fit for the download, really. And that's very good, isn't it? Haunting female vocals. That track's called This Life Is Everything I Have. And there's a 5-track EP that you can get your hands on, and you may hear other stuff from in future shows. I've actually had my hands on that for a couple of weeks and completely it escaped my mind to play it over the last couple of shows, so I've been meaning to play that for a while, and I was happy when I remembered to bring that CD with me today. Before that, we had a kind of weirdly straddling industrial but pop as well, the Necrofacility album Winter Calde, with the track Do You Feel the Same, that seems to straddle the genres as well. Brilliant stuff from them, but not exactly brand new stuff. However, 10X, A World of No Relief from the Electronic Saviors 2 compilation, which was before that started those three tracks, I think is a storming track from 10X, and is going to make me look again at that band, see if the one or two tracks I did dig out when I first looked at them maybe weren't their strongest. Maybe they just weren't my cup of tea. I don't know. But I think that one's, while it's kind of much more polished pop than the Mesh side of things ever was, that is, there's still something to it, I think. There's still something well worth looking into in that respect. And this is usually where I run down a bit of news, events. Well, not the events, I'll leave that a little bit later on, but this news about releases and things, but there hasn't been much. But then when I was looking around the releases section of the world to see what there was, I remembered Altaruna are releasing something. They were releasing something on the 21st of last month, they may be releasing something on the 21st of this month, and they were going to release their final album on the 21st of next month. So I did a bit of a hunt around and cannot find their second single that they were announcing releasing. They were meant to be releasing Bury It on the 21st of May, but it's not there. I can't find it. There's no evidence of it being out there yet. There's evidence of it being talked about, and maybe it'll be out soon, but not yet out. So maybe they've had a busy May. Maybe their label's had a busy May and haven't quite got round to hitting the release button on the online ordering forms yet. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. Hopefully by the time the next show comes along, I will have new Alderaan for you in the form of that single, but nothing as yet. But yes, not much else has popped up on my radar. It is, however, worth mentioning that there has been a recent release that I have got my hands on from Stephen Poisse, the mastermind, the lead guy behind Mind in a Box, has released his own solo project called Thix, T-H-Y-X in any case, and there's a whole album out there now. I think I've played one track that was released as a promo, but there's a whole album out, and I have my grubby little paws on it, and it is lovely. It's very, very Mind in a Box sounding, but there's no surprise to anyone, is it, in the slightest. This track is called Black Hole. We'll be right back.
it's thorn in my side. It's renowned far and wide. It's the name of our downfall, the name that will bury us all. It's a god among gods, it's a cancer within. It's the father of sin and of love and desire and jealousy. It's the sum of our parts and we call it the human heart. It doesn't know how I take my confess. Secret society of one, a spawn of the sun that burns like a candle behind my eyes, a searing light from which I cannot run. It's a thing of beauty and flesh and of stone, like a castle, a throne where kings and queens were crowned to rock. It's a part of it all and it's the only part we have got. It doesn't know how I take my coffee. Any good advice? It doesn't care if I suicide, no cause.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Ashbury Heights with Decent Cancer, which is from another track from the Electronic Saviors Volume 2 compilation. Like I said, a very good compilation, and it also caught me out by finding Ashbury Heights on there, who I thought weren't actually existing as a group anymore. So I did a bit of research on that track, and it does appear that that's an unreleased track from back from 2010 that seems to have escaped, so good for them. Clearly getting stuff on compilations, even though they don't exist anymore as a functioning group. So fantastic stuff from them, and it's always good to hear a bit of shiny Ashbury Heights. They do just work for me somehow. I don't know how. And before that, we had Six with Black Hole from their Stefan Pross's debut solo album called The Way Home. Great stuff from him. If you're a fan of kind of old school My Dear Box, it's well worth getting your hands hold of. It sounds just like that, really. Now it's time to run down the gigs, clubs, and general events going on in the local area. We have, this coming Saturday, on Saturday the 2nd of June, we have The Flock live at the Library Pub in Leeds. This has got, I think, as I've explained before, Incubus Succubus supporting Incubus Succubus. They're doing a rare acoustic set followed by a normal electric set, so they are, in fact, they're supporting themselves. But if you're an Incubus Succubus fan, that's probably not to be missed, because I don't think that happens very often. I think their acoustic sets are fairly few and far between. So you get to compare and contrast as well. I believe doors are at 7. The first set is at 7:30, and it costs £6 in advance, and the price includes entry to the Flock Club Night afterwards. The Flock Club Night runs at the same venue, the Library Pub, in Leeds, from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. That, if you're just going to that alone, costs £4 in before midnight. More information at sheepish.net or Google for the Flock Facebook event or Incubus Succubus. It shall pop up in the Facebook search. Following Saturday the 9th of June, I believe the main local thing around these parts is Darklands over at the Stereo in York. That night usually catches me out because for some reason it's fallen off my radar, so I made the effort to check it out this time. And yes, it's still running, it's still going. It's 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. It's at the back room in the Stereo in York. It costs £4 in. And more information can be found at www.darklands.org.uk. The Saturday after that is the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. It costs £5 in and goes from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's got two rooms. It's got the main room of kind of goth, rock, cheese, alternative, indie, a bit of everything in there. And it's got the Mutate room, which is kind of dance, electronic, and that kind of stuff. And more information can be found at thewendyhouse.org. And as with these things, there's usually Facebook events for that. I believe this coming Wendy House has a science fiction theme, so if you fancy getting dressed up in that theme, go for it. And the following that, on Saturday the 23rd of June, there is a gig, Rhombus, supported by the Death Notes and Terminal Gods at the Parish in Huddersfield. I found that out from a Facebook event, but not so much more information, so I guess if you're interested, get on that Facebook event and ask for start times and pricing and that kind of stuff. But the Parish is a good little venue, and it's essentially Rhombus's stomping ground, their home territory. So it should be a good gig, and I've heard good mumblings about Death Notes and Terminal Gods as well, so well worth getting along to. But as always, if you know about gigs or club nights and things like that that I haven't mentioned and you think the listeners will be interested in, drop me a line. Go over to bcbradio.co.uk, find the Dark Simulation Show or myself, Nigel, and there should be a link to email or contact me or something like that. I'm sure there is some magical mechanism of getting in touch. Feel free to do that and let me know what's going on. Right. It's time to continue with the tunes, isn't it? You've had enough of listening to me natter. Now, I mentioned earlier Alter de Rune should have had another single out by now, but they haven't, so I'm just going to play you a track from their previous one. This is from the Keep the Devil Off Your Back EP called I Am Drugs Fractured Transmission Mix. We'll be right back.
for your love. Lust for the morning. You'll never alone, so alone. You're walking on wildflowers, the moss, the crabgrass, and another round. But the still nights with dirt and whiskey and lie. You gotta keep on creeping hard. You gotta keep away from his eyes. You gotta walk.
Until you reach a fire. once ignored, that all you get from this moment is all you gave to your past, and all you get from this moment is what you gave to your past.
That was the utterly fantastic Aria with Girl on the Floor from her album Hearts and Bullets. And before that, I told you I played something completely different. I told you I played Alderaan's I Am Drugs Fractured Transmission Mix from the Keep the Devil Off Your Back EP. And I didn't. I played the wrong track off the CD, and that was the Keep the Devil Off Your Back album version off of that very same EP. So, yes, my track listing is wrong. It's incorrect on the side I've got written down. So, yes, I need to correct that at some point in the future. All right, I think for the last couple of tracks, I'm going to change the pace a little and go a bit more old-school feely. A track I think I played fairly recently, but not too recently. This is Oh Children with P.T. Cruiser.
We'll be right back.
O Children with PT Cruiser, stunning stuff from them as always. And I'm going to leave you tonight with Nick Cave and the Bad Seas with Red Right Hand from Let Love In. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I will be back in a fortnight's time as usual. Good night.
You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and